There have been many voices speaking up in favor of a second bridge between Detroit and Windsor. Top Canadian officials, Governor Rick Snyder, big business, all hungry for this planned new bridge. Interestingly enough, one of those speaking up for a new bridge is someone who stands to lose his livelihood once this bridge is built. Greg Ward operates the Detroit-Windsor Truck Ferry. It carries trucks hauling hazardous materials across the Detroit River. That's because the Ambassador Bridge is not certified for trucks carrying the likes of gasoline or paint. Greg Ward is here with us now. Greg, you were one of the first to lead the call for a second bridge. Why, when it could put you out of business?
It's the larger picture that needs to be looked at. Instead of just looking at our parochial interest of a ferry operator, the border does need redundancy and resiliency to support our current economy and any future growth. And therefore, it was very evident to me that you need to do more than what we have today, the antiquated structures of the bridge and the tunnel and a very small truck ferry.
And you've been working in the shadow of the Ambassador Bridge for how many years now, Greg?
We're in our 24th year. We started on Earth Day 1990.
And I guess you were touching on this. What does the very existence of your ferry business say to you as a concerned citizen about the Detroit River crossing infrastructure that we have today?
Well, if something happened at the Ambassador Bridge, be it maintenance, be it an act of terrorism, be it weather, who knows what, the only alternative for trucks crossing the border is our ferry service, which takes 8 trucks per crossing. And if you look at 10,000 trucks crossing a day, it's not sufficient to support what the market needs. And that's a very dangerous situation for our economy, for all the manufacturing, for all the nurses and medical personnel that goes across the border. We need a lot of redundancy and resiliency in our transportation system.
And it's not there right now, in your view?
No, it's not. We have a bridge that was built in 1929, a tunnel that was built in 1930, and a small ferry that carries just a niche group of trucks. We carry the hazmat, and we also carry the very large trucks, the windmill towers and the press crowns and heavy construction equipment.
So that's quite a stark picture that you draw. And my understanding, tell me if I'm right, that you and your father were actually pressured by Ambassador Bridge owner Matty Maroon to sell your business to him?
He has been, he has expressed interest through his various people through the years. We have been in a conflict with the bridge company. The regulations are very clear that they should not be transporting hazardous materials. That's not always the case. There's been many instances where they do take hazardous materials, which then increases the risk of the already critical infrastructure. They recently tried to change the regulations to allow themselves to transport those goods, and that was rejected at the state level and the federal level.
So you kind of have a track record between that and the fact that you're right out there in front of this push for the second government-owned bridge that you're pitted pretty squarely against Matty Maroon.
You know, I really try not to think of it that way. I really try to look at what is best for the region. And you shouldn't do a construction project for jobs. That's not why you do a major infrastructure project. But one of the benefits of this project is there will be thousands and thousands of jobs, and that's thousands and thousands of families that will benefit. We have to really look at this as a very large regional project, not just affecting Detroit, but it affects Michigan, Ohio, Indiana. It's a very large regional project that will expand our opportunities. And that's what we need to reach for and not just look at ourselves. If you look back in 1929, they built a bridge and a tunnel at the same time. We're having indigestion about building one bridge 80 years later.
Well, speaking of families, what about yours? What have you and your family business once this second bridge is up and running? What would you do?
We'll look for opportunities that exist at that time. It's really, you know, hard to plan your life on with so many unknowns. We just try to do our best every day. We try to support what's right, which we believe is the new crossing, and we just go on.
Greg, do you see this entire saga, as you called it, indigestion, well put, is this a test of democracy, do you think?
I think in some ways it's been a perversion of democracy because one individual has had more than his share of input into the system, you know, and that, I think, is really perverts the system. It should be the one vote, one person, but because of the the arrogance and the well-funded pocketbook of Mr. Maroon, he uses it to try to influence politics and try to influence policymakers in a way that's advantageous just to his company. And I understand that motivation, but our system, our political system, should be based on what's best for the nation as a whole. And it's very evident from a security perspective, from an economic security perspective, that having the redundancy in the system is important, is critical. And therefore, I think it is a test of democracy.
Greg Ward owns the Detroit-Windsor Truck Ferry. Greg, thanks so much for talking with us on Stateside.
You're welcome. Thank you for the opportunity.